Twins are my guys. These guys are...
Your Minnesota Twins!
Secure your tickets at twins.com.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Starting to get a little sun peeking through here. 73 degrees where we're at. Calling this my Thursday full of my favorite people. One of my favorite people, Marianne Conrad, in this morning. Marianne, good morning.
Thank you, Billy. Good morning to you, too.
Good
it's a
to
beautiful,
see,
well, it's a humid day.
It's a humid day.
It'll get better.
It's August. It's summer.
Yeah.
That's what we deal with. Hey, we are here to talk Harvest Fest.
Yes.
And some big things coming up at CHI. What can you tell us about this?
Well, okay, on September 9th, which is Headwaters Day, after all the activities are done in the park, you need to come out to CHI St. Francis Campus. And from 1 to 4, we have fun and information and all kinds of things that are happening. So I don't know if you want me to list all these.
Well, let's talk first, because this is the one where my ears always perk up. Talk about the garden out there. What's going on with that?
Well, there's a farm out there, and they distribute the food to the food pantry. And they were thinking of doing community gardens, but the soil is not quite right for that right now. But maybe in the future it might.
Okay.
But we will be having tours of the tunnel. What do they call it? The high tunnel. Towers and also information on how the food is given out.
Okay. Yeah. How long has that been going on?
Just maybe 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all that's going to the food pantry. So how
yes.
awesome is that?
And the food pantry will also be having their mobile unit out there on September 9th so that people can tour that if they haven't already done that.
So. Fantastic. So again, if you need more information or want to know the status there, they will be available along
yes.
with everything else. What are some
yep.
of the other things going
okay.
on?
Okay. Well, this is our first Harvest Festival at the CHI St. Francis, and we are also joined by the Cancer Relay for Life this year, because they've kind of been in limbo because of COVID,
right.
you know, so they're joining us. And first of all, we will be in the parade with the float, and then some of the events that will be taking place at the hospital will be, of course, food.
Always.
And a haystack coin hunt for the kids, a chalk art area so they can make all kinds of designs, face painting and balloon sculptures, and the ice cream truck will be there, and music, and nursing home plant sale. Twin Town concert series preview and ticket sales will be also at a table there. A hospital department booths will have games and blood pressure checks and education and other activities just for each department in the hospital. And then pony rides, and also the Partnership for Health representative will also be there.
Okay.
And then for the Relay for Life, they will have their survivors lunch and the survivors walk and the campsites like they always have. And then the luminaries will be to honor the cancer victims that have, you know, mm-hmm. that they always have too. So.
Holy smokes. This is all going on after everything's going on in the park.
Yep, from 1 to 4.
Boy, what a full day.
Yeah, and we just hope the weather cooperates.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm going to try to get you some good stuff. Maybe sunny and 75.
Yeah, you can do that. Huh?
I don't have that kind of pull for crying out loud. So how long have you been involved in this, Marianne?
I'm on the foundation board at
okay.
the hospital, and we just have started planning this probably 6 months ago.
Right.
So, but I've been on the foundation board for maybe 2 years now. So,
it's got to make yeah. you feel good when you see all this stuff and see how it's all come together.
Yes. And it sure brings people to the hospital to see all the things that they have out there.
Right.
And
right.
have available. I know the walk-in clinic will have a booth out there too, so they can explain all the things that they, and that's been pretty popular.
Fantastic.
So.
Well, they're lucky to have you on the foundation. You are definitely a treasure in this community and all the stuff you've been involved in and everything that you've done.
I just don't run for an elected office.
See, you're smart there.
I know.
Marianne, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, just that it's going to be a busy, fun experience, and it's our first one. So come and see and participate in our very first Harvest Fest and also the Relay for Life. We would appreciate that.
Absolutely. So, Marianne, great to have you in here. Stop by anytime
yeah,
and say hello, will you?
So you have a great day.
Marianne Conrad talking Harvest Fest. That's coming up on us quick here after all of the activities going on as part of Headwaters Day in the park. Going to be a busy, busy Saturday. It's 9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow.